It starts, I think, with a facility. I can write. Why is everyone else taking so long to come up with a poem, a story, an idea, you wonder, when all you have to do is put pen to paper and words start coming out? People hate you for it, the same way that I envy effortless talent on the piano. Whether you make use of that facility is another matter. My first poem, which my mother religiously and secretly saved, appears to have been a lament on the bloody Sunday massacre of 1972. I must have been 11. I remember being terribly proud of having used the word ricochet, as in bullet, as in unarmed protester, and the phrase bloody fray, wondering at the same time if I would get told off for swearing. I came to the idea that I might actually write very late. I was 43 when someone offered me money, quite a lot of it, to write a biography. As an archaeologist, I had written endless technical reports. Sometimes they turned into articles, pretty easy once mastered, if not particularly satisfying. There was a not very good novella. I tried my hand in my late 30s on a crime novel. It worked. The villain copped it. The boy got off with the girl. But it didn't get published. And that, I think, is the difference between those who have the facility to write and those who write. Because rejection is almost irrelevant. If you're properly a writer, you keep writing come what may and keep sending the manuscripts off. You didn't like it? Here's my new one. I wrote a sequel to my unpublished crime novel, and that, in anyone's estimation, is a rather stupid thing to do, but it was fun, and it was better. But that didn't get away either. A student asked me, a few weeks ago, for some advice. He had written a novel. It had been rejected. And he was pretty upset. How many rejections, I asked. One, he said. That's not a rejection, I said. Find out how many agents there are in the Yellow Book and tell me when they've all rejected you. And then write another book, a better one. Well, I recently had my third novel rejected, so I'm batting 0-3 on fiction, as Americans would say. Does it hurt? Of course. But do you hook your self-esteem to the disapprobation of the publishing world? No. They say they love the writing, blah, blah. They can't see how they will make any money from it, in the current climate, blah, blah, blah. Insulted? No. Poor, perhaps. Annoyed, yes, but not insulted. I must say, I treat rejections in the same way that I treat reviews. And it doesn't much matter whether they are good reviews or bad. They're either annoying or embarrassing. I put them all in a drawer at the bottom of the filing cabinet and get on with writing. Trophies or scars, sticks or stones. As a writer, you can either please yourself, and I do, or try to please the industry, or have that happy facility, which I don't seem to possess, of pleasing everyone, including yourself. Is it time to stop writing fiction? Hell no. It's time to plan the next one. When I stop pleasing myself, then I will stop writing. I have come to the conclusion that there's not much point agonising over it all. If you can eat until you finish the next project, then you've succeeded. And besides, what else would one do? Get a real job? Please? I started to write because I found I could. I carry on because I must.